guys caught up in some of these nasty snowstorms. Tis the season, I guess, right? Wouldn't it be great to have that snow closer to Christmas? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up, speaking of Christmas, wouldn't you like to get rid of some of those bags under your eyes or some of those wrinkles? You can do it pretty cheaply. You don't have to do any of that nip-tuck stuff. Frankly, after I watched a couple of the nip-tuck episodes on FX, I don't know that I could undergo any procedures like that. Although women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s and on up, apparently, it's all the rage if you have a couple of extra bucks to do the Botox thing and whatnot. But coming up, we're going to talk to a plastic surgeon about an easier way to do that, a cheaper way, easier, and doesn't matter if you fall into those categories or you're a guy and you're all the way up into your 60s, etc. He's actually a pretty cool guy from New York, cool plastic surgeon that developed a formula for wrinkles. You know, when you stay up late and you start to flip around and you see all the celebrities doing the different things with the doctors, he's like totally the opposite of that. That's why I like him. But anyway, I'm not going to spoil it. I'll let you hear that. That's coming up in another 10 minutes on the show. In the meantime, like I said, if you live out west, you were slammed with snow, strong winds in some places. In Southern California, Flagstaff, Arizona, I didn't realize they got that much snow, but apparently sometimes they can get snow. And kids were called off of school, etc. 3 and 4 feet of snow in the Sierra Mountains. They're talking about 4 to 5. Same thing, Southern Utah. Even the hills east of San Francisco Bay got sort of a dusting, and then snow's predicted for Fresno and some other places in California in the Central Valley as well. But what's happened is you've got schools closing, but you also have the threat of the spawning these mudslides in the wildfire-devastated area in Southern California, because that's what could happen as a result of the cool weather. And in Nevada, that means you got to put those, they call it chaining up. Otherwise, you end up with, you know, if you have chains or snow tires, if you don't have them, you end up in pretty bad positions. I don't know how many people have had the pleasure to drive through some of those stretches, but if you've done it in the winter, it's beautiful, but it also can be very dangerous if you don't have those snow tires. So the point of starting with the weather is I know some of you listening to us are dealing with that right now. And in Arizona, they're still plowing the roads because they're suffering from a budget deficit, too. They've got like a $100 million deficit, and they're telling people stay home if you can to avoid the whole storm thing in the afternoon and evening, especially when the sun goes down. But don't worry, we're going to figure out a way to plow this. But people have gotten caught. There were people up in Canyon Homes who had to stay up there because they couldn't evacuate. They had to wait. And then you have people that are a little bit panicky in some of those neighborhoods in San Diego, for example, with the high winds, with the storm, the tail end of that storm that's hit them, 60-mile-an-hour winds in those foothills and in the deserts. And, of course, Hawaii, they're talking about 50 feet high. That's the waves. So hundreds of people, that would be the tourists, are there with their binoculars in Oahu on the north shore to catch a glimpse of that. And our mothership is in Minnesota, so Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. There's probably the prospect of maybe a foot of snow, high winds, blizzard conditions possibly Tuesday and Wednesday. Donovan, we're going to bring you in right at the top here. What's the weather like in Minnesota right now? It's probably dry. It's supposed to come in tomorrow, right?
Yeah, mostly dry, kind of cold, somewhere around the 19-18-degree mark at this point.
All right, but get your shovel out because they're talking about a foot of snow in some areas tomorrow, maybe for you, and Wednesday.
This is why I rent an apartment, so I don't have to deal with that.
Somebody else has to dig you out if you're stuck.
That's the idea anyway.
Now, have you ever had to be, did anyone ever have to dig you out of an apartment? You never had that happen, right?
No.
Good for you. Now, I've got a quick story here at the top. I used to live in Kearney, Nebraska. That was my one of my first jobs when I got out of school. The people were great, and just salt of the earth. It was a great place to live for a while. But I didn't know how bad the snow could get, and unfortunately I was in one of those years where they had those powerful storms, and I had to have somebody dig me out of my front door because I couldn't open it. I couldn't get out. And I was like, wow, I can't. I called the newsroom. You expect me to come in? I cannot figure a way to get out of this place. So that's what they did. They thought it was hilarious that I wasn't shoveling while all the snow was pounding down on me. And I know some of you are laughing, but I'm sure all of you at some point or another have had to pick up a shovel, and you've had to start the shoveling to try to avoid getting buried in, whether it's an apartment, a house, etc. Well, they're buried in BS. Senate Dems are talking about the expansion of Medicare and Medicaid at this point, and a slew of other things, because tick, 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 the time is growing very, very short. So you've got Senate Democrats, especially the very liberal side, that are looking for the expansion of those two programs, right, as part of this compromise that would drop a government insurance option from health care, which is the, you know, public option, basically. So under the potential trade-off with the moderates, people who are near retirement starting at 55 or 60 who don't have affordable insurance would be permitted to purchase coverage under Medicare. I actually think that's okay, as long as it's not going bankrupt, which would normally begin at 65. So if you were really stuck in your 55, then you would be able to get the insurance there. Medicaid, of course, the federal state health care program for the poor would be open to anybody up to 150% of poverty or slightly over, because, you know, it's always that numerical value. So if you're listening, it's slightly over $33,000 for a family of four. I don't know how you do that. $33,000 for four has got to be tough, unless you're living in an area that's just super, super affordable. But I don't know where. I can't think of any place in the United States where you would be able to be okay on that kind of a wage. So they're trying to compromise here, I guess. This so-called decision that they're trying to make before time runs out, naturally to get the vote before the holidays, also would have private insurance companies selling national non-profit plans that would be overseen by the government, and that's an alternative to the government selling insurance as a means of pushing competition on the industry, let's say. So there has been this imposed deadline, this self-imposed deadline from the majority leader of Tuesday on the talks. They're trying to complete work on the legislation in the next couple of weeks and try to get it in right before the break. And, you know, I'll say it again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, like a person sitting in a cafe saying the same thing over and over again. I just don't see it, though. I don't see how they're going to make this happen with 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks and you're talking about the 21st. A couple days later, you're talking about the Christmas holidays. I don't see it. All right, stay tuned. You want to get rid of wrinkles? I'm talking guys, too. Cheap, good. You're going to love this guy next.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
So we're back on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Today on the show, I'm so excited about this guest. I have Dr. Arthur Perry. He's here to talk about non-invasive, non-surgical solutions to wrinkle reduction. We'll also be discussing proper skincare methods, which are extremely important, especially during the winter months. So I can feel the cracked skin. Just to give you a little background, Dr. Perry formulated Night Skin as an alternative to all of those harsh cosmetic products that are expensive and ineffective. Let's face it, Dr. Perry is a board-certified plastic surgeon who studied in some of America's most prestigious educational institutions, places like Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago. Doc, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's just jump right into it. Educate us as to how we can properly take care of our skin. I'm sure lots of people listening are interested in learning what causes dry skin, dark spots, and premature aging.
Well, there are two things that really do it to us. Besides our genes, it's sun exposure. And we're going into a time of the year when sun exposure is less of an issue. But you know something? For 10, 20, 30, 40 years, we've been exposing our bodies to all that ultraviolet radiation, and there's a cumulative effect. And so our skin remembers every single time that we were in the sun. And so even if we completely stop going in the sun now, we still have the damage over the decades that has been caused. So that's number one. And number two, cigarette smoking. Everybody out there should absolutely stop smoking. If you do smoke, whether it's cigarettes, cigars, pipes, that will absolutely age your skin prematurely. So those are the two things out there other than your genes that influence aging. So the question is, what can we do about it?
Right.
Of course, we can decrease sun exposure, yes, and we can stop smoking. But if you've gotten already rough skin, if you have the brown spots that so many of us get as early as the 30s, by the way, and if you have those wrinkles, well, there are things out there that can reduce the appearance and even reverse the changes of aging. No question about it.
All right, so I took a look at the pamphlet that came with the product, and it's interesting. I noticed that the ingredients in Night Skin are the very same ingredients that can be found in some of those expensive cosmetic products. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't reinvent the wheel here. What I did was I took the scientific information that's been available for actually decades, and I looked at thousands and thousands of scientific studies, and I chose the ingredients that really do work. So in my product, which is called Night Skin, I don't have things that might have one test tube study, you know, that something from Norway where it shows maybe it helps cells make more collagen. That's ridiculous because that's not the real world. What I did was I took the agents like vitamin C and vitamin A and glycolic acid, which is one of the fruit acids. Those are the three most studied and most proven ingredients that really do reverse the changes of aging. And it's not fantasy. They really do work.
So I'm dying to know this. What are the three ingredients that are in Night Skin that make the combination so effective?
Okay, well, the first one is vitamin A. Now, there are all sorts of different forms of vitamin A that you can put on your skin, from prescription forms to the type that I put in Night Skin. The reason I chose my type, and for you chemistry junkies out there, it's called retinyl propionate, which is a hard word to say, by the way, Kate. But it's a type of vitamin A which doesn't irritate your skin, and yet it does all sorts of wonderful things for the skin. It's really a true rejuvenator. So number one is vitamin A. It'll help your wrinkles look better. It'll decrease brown spots. It'll decrease that roughness. The things that you described, you know, as we go into winter, our skin really gets worse. You know, and you're right, it actually begins to dry. It begins to crack around our lips. Boy, I'll tell you, it's tough on the skin. And what we want to do is give our skin the things that can help it look as good as possible. So number one, that's vitamin A. And the second one is vitamin C. But it's not just any type of vitamin C. You can't just take an orange, you know, and smush it around on your face and hope it's going to make a difference. Vitamin C has to be in a very special form, and that's called L-ascorbic acid. That's the type that really makes a difference. And vitamin C, what it does is it increases the collagen in our skin. Now, Kate, collagen is the structural layer of our skin. That's what leather is made out of. But when we're a child, we have very thick collagen layers. And our skin is thick. If you look at an 8-year-old and pick up the skin on a forearm of an 8-year-old, it's really thick and plump and doughy. But do the same thing to a 70-year-old, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The collagen is so thin, it's almost non-existent. The skin is actually translucent as we get older. The number one thing that stimulates collagen formation is vitamin C. Now, we all drink vitamin C in our orange juice. I hope we do, because it's so good for you and your body. But in the skin, vitamin C very quickly goes away when we're exposed to sunlight and any type of ultraviolet light. If we put it on our skin in the form of a cream, like what's in Night Skin, we can get 40 times the levels in our skin that we could get if we were to drink vitamin C. So that's number two, Kate. You ready for number three?
I am.
Okay, that's the fruit acid. You know, ever since Cleopatra, how many years ago? That was thousands of years ago.
Right.
She figured out that bathing in milk could actually make her skin smoother. And again, that's not fantasy. It's real because glycolic acid, which is one of those fruit acids, like what Cleopatra used, glycolic acid acts like an exfoliant. And an exfoliant, many of you know out there, is something that decreases the dead cells on the surface of the skin. You know, that's the stuff that makes your skin look dull. That's the stuff that makes your makeup not go on evenly if you're a woman, and hopefully if you're a man too, right?
Yeah.
but it's the glycolic acid that exfoliates every day, and it decreases adult type of acne, and it also stimulates collagen. So those are the three magic ingredients, and they almost are. You know, it's been a couple of years since I introduced Night Skin. And by the way, I created this myself. This wasn't, you know, some company that came to me and said, put your name on a product. You're a plastic surgeon. Please do this. I'm a very compulsive human being, and I treated this project, making Night Skin, like I would a term paper or something like that in school. And I surveyed every publication that I could possibly find on skincare to find the best ingredients. And Night Skin turned out to be quite a powerful skincare cream. And interestingly, now that it's been a couple of years, I've seen my own patients that have used Night Skin for that length of time, and the results have actually shocked me. And they really have. And it sounds trite when I say that because, of course, I'm here promoting a product. But mm-hmm. I honestly mean that I've seen my patients. In the beginning, I saw just their brown spots decrease and their skin tone even out. And about a year ago, I joked how I had people cancel chemical peels that were scheduled if I put them on Night Skin. And it's really true. But, Kate, what's happened this year, this is the second year of Night Skin. People have been using it for about 2 years. I've seen patients that have decreased their wrinkles. I never would have believed it because I thought so many of these creams were actual, you know, bunk. They didn't work. But this really does work. Wrinkles decrease. Skin thickens with the continued use of my program.
Wow. Fascinating stuff, by the way. This is a two-parter. You kind of answered it there. Is Night Skin just for wrinkles? And this is a big one because there are a lot of men listening. Is it for both men and women?
Well, here's the story. I hate the feeling of anything on my skin. And I created Night Skin personally, and I was my number one guinea pig. Everything I created, first I put on my skin. And if I felt something on my skin, I didn't like it. You know, women are used to putting things on their skin, you know, from when my daughter's from age 13 or so put makeup on, and you get used to that feeling. But men do not like the feeling of things on their skin. Mm-hmm. So number one for me is I had to be able to tolerate it myself, and I love Night Skin. When you put it on your face, and the way we do it is wash your face at night and just put a few pumps of the Night Skin on your face, smear it around, and go to sleep. That's it. You don't feel it on your skin. Men can use it, and it's important for men to look good also. You know, we can't allow women to be the only ones that look good.
I agree with you there, Doc, absolutely. Hey, we're running out of time, but what makes Night Skin the perfect, in your mind, makes it the perfect anti-aging cream?
All right, well, the key thing with Night Skin, besides the fact that it really does work, is that it's very simple to use. There are many skincare programs that are multi-step programs. I can tell you that if you're on a multi-step program, you're not going to do it for too long. Night Skin is one step a night. That is it. You put it on your face, so you wash your face, you brush your teeth, got to do that, put Night Skin on, and you are done. There's nothing else to do. And so you can really work this into a nightly habit.
Worried about paying for 4 years of college? You should be. College costs are escalating dramatically. That's why you need college without going broke on WebTalkRadio.net. Certified college planning specialist Ron Adams gives you insider secrets he's used to help thousands of families pay college costs and meet their other financial goals. Don't go broke. Go to college without going broke on WebTalkRadio.net. Just imagine college without going broke. Listen today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
By the way, Dr. Perry wanted all of you to know this. For first-time users, you get to try Night Skin for free. Yeah, for America's Night users, they'll get you a bottle of Night Skin free. You just have to pay that small shipping fee. The number is 800-898-3713. Again, that number is 800-898-3713. Night Skin. Boy, I think, you know, we've interviewed all kinds of people, political people and people who are experts in all kinds of fields, but you could tell this guy's passion. It's, in fact, it was funny. He mentioned that at one point a couple of his clients canceling their chemical peels or whatever. So you wonder, night skin surgeries. So good for him that he's developed this cream that actually might not make him as much money, I would think, as some of the surgeries, but he's passionate about it. So I love those kind of people to talk to no matter what they do for a living. All right, a couple of things on Afghanistan quickly here, and then we're going to talk about health care once again. I feel like, you know, I don't want this show to become two things that we're always talking about, but they're two big things in every day. It's like Tiger Woods. As the world turns, every day another shoe drops with Afghanistan, healthcare, or Tiger Woods, another woman comes out of the woodwork. So here's a scoop from the defense secretary. The defense secretary felt like Robert Gates felt like he needed to come out and say, hey, we are committed to winning. So Gates made a surprise visit to Afghanistan to meet with the troops and also Hamid Karzai's administration. In the meantime, while the defense secretary is making that proclamation, you have another big cheese who's saying that the Afghan surge will actually increase the casualties, saying it's the most dangerous time I have ever seen. The highest ranking military officer told soldiers and Marines in a different part of the world while Gates was addressing other troops. He was at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, saying that the insurgency in Afghanistan growing in the last 3 years has been incredible, and he expects casualties to rise next year, even with the additional U.S. troops, with them pouring into this effort, which led him to make that statement about, you know, hey, I've been doing this for 4 decades, and this is hands down the worst that I have seen. The worst. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told that to about 1,000 of the Marines there in North Carolina. And it's interesting. It makes sense based on what the president's plan is that was announced last week. After the first of the year, you're going to have the Marines will be sending an additional 6,200 from Lejeune and Pendleton in California. And the Army will also begin sending in the first of the forces in the spring about 3,400 soldiers from a place called Fort Drum, New York, and then 3 brigades from Fort Campbell. That's not a surprise. They'll be heading into Afghanistan, and, you know, that's where they're cherry-picking them from, obviously. But what Mullen said is we're not winning. We're losing, and we are losing badly in some cases. The message traffic out there to the insurgent recruits keeps getting better and better, and more keep coming. That's why we need more boots on the ground. And particularly if you are the lead on this one, getting in there over the next 12 months, he mentioned how big that is, that we've got 18 to 24 months to reverse the insurgency, and he expects a very bloody, bloody battle. And the first troops are going to be deployed by Christmas, as I already mentioned, and then the rest of the wave will start to follow after that. And you've got a lot of questions from soldiers and Marines that are talking about Pakistan. They want to know about Pakistan and also about NATO allies in what they're doing with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the withdrawal date. That's what they want to know. It's the same things that we're talking about on the air. And it makes sense. Now, Mullen is saying that the 2011 date is not an end or a withdrawal date. He's saying in the long run, it's not going to be about killing the Taliban. It's going to be because the Afghan people want them out. And he talked about that dangerous border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan as being the epicenter for global terrorism. There's no doubt. Certainly from all the intelligence gathering and things that have happened, that is the evil spot. And Pakistan's military has made some pretty decent gains in getting some of the terrorism out of the country. But it's a, you know, hey, it's a sovereign nation. And, you know, we've got to have some kind of a stable relationship with Pakistan. And strategically, you are trying to bring pressure from both sides, whether it's from the Pakistan side or it's from the Afghanistan side and it's the Americans. But prepping these soldiers and telling them get ready for the worst, bloodiest thing you've ever seen, because the insurgency has gotten so much stronger and so much bigger, has to be a little disconcerting to the people who are, I know they're soldiers, I know this is what they want to do, but it has to be a little disconcerting to some of the people that are shipping out. The good news is, with troops already there, coupling them with new guys coming in, certainly it would build a much bigger wall. One can only help. Here's a quick follow-up before we jump to healthcare. The Salehis, you know, by the way, aren't the only ones that are breaching security. The fact that they were able to get through and shake the president's hand and do the things that they did still is, I don't know why, maybe I'm being stupidly naive, but shocking to me when you talk about President Obama, who's had the most death threats of any president. So the Secret Service is saying there have been 91 breaches since 1980, that there have been other people that have been able to gate crash, so to speak, in the past. Secret Service, just for its own internal use, put together a list of security breaches going all the way back to Carter. And the summary of a secret 2000 report that the Washington Post somehow got mysteriously, along good reporting, along with descriptions of more recent incidents by Homeland Security. That means Tariq and his wife, the Salehis, aren't the only ones who have played fast and loose and gotten into some parties. So they're just part of a giant rogues gallery, if you will, of publicity kind of people, unstable people, and those that are just trying to get the autograph. Got to get that autograph. And even though the Secret Service has had all these checkpoints since 1980, they've been cracked 91 times. Doesn't that seem high to anyone else out there? I don't know. I'm the head of the Secret Service, and I start to go through these, and I see 91 times this has happened. That's making me a little uncomfortable, I think. So the most complete accounting includes officers admitting to the White House grounds a family in a minivan, also a man who was supposed to be a delivery driver and wasn't, a woman previously known to agents after she claimed a special relationship with Bill Clinton. And, you know, it's kind of surprising to me when I hear how many times and what's been said that only one person got through and injured a president in the past three decades. And you have to go back to 1981, Ronald Reagan as the president, and John Hinckley Jr., who shot and wounded him outside that security perimeter that was put up by the Secret Service at the time. And he was able to get close enough to him before he got in the limousine. So you think of these other gaps and what, let's face it, what could be assassins, and it hasn't happened. That is shocking to me. Of course, there's not 100% security, and we know that. Who could possibly say, yeah, I can defend the president, I can defend this person, that person, unequivocally. Nobody will ever get through. Nobody will penetrate this force. You can't say that. You can't say that. You know, you could shoot out some kind of high number if you wanted to, but impossible to say hands down, I think, anyway. So it is the unclassified document. They confirmed that it was authentic, and they said they use it to train agents and officers. They're trying to improve what they're doing, which is a good thing. They're using the mistakes of the past to say, listen, here's one thing that happened, here's another. So be wary of that. Maybe somebody's trying to do a similar thing. If you go back to 2008, they successfully projected 34 top U.S. leaders and 220 U.N. General Assembly dignitaries, as well as some of the other folks, you know, the spouse of the spouse, whatever, and relatives at thousands of locations in the U.S. and abroad. So 34 top leaders, that many places, I'd say they're still doing pretty high. Their work has to be good, or they wouldn't have had those high successful numbers that they've had. But here's the deal. You get one chance to protect the president. One misstep, one turn, one way or the other, a bullet comes out, something happens, and it changes that forever. It shatters what's happened with who's ever president at the time. Ronald Reagan, like I said, is the example. Who knew? You look at that old footage, it does look like the security, they're right around there. Hinckley gets in, he's able to squeeze the trigger, and the rest was history. All right, coming up on the flip side, Sam Aldon. You guys, hang on. We're going to you next on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, let's head right to the line. Sam, you're up first in Montreal. Thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
No problem. It's only because you're my favorite person in the U.S. of A.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, before you talked to that doctor, you were talking about the weather?
Yeah, the snow in the west.
We might be getting some of that, and I'll put it to you in language you would understand. We're talking upwards of about a foot and a half up here.
Woo! So you've done some snow shoveling in your past, right?
Yes, I have.
Are you? You know what? Let me tell you this, and you can relate to this. I've been only in a couple blizzards, and a couple times I had to shovel, and I thought, this is no big deal. And you get out there, and it was one of those giant, big, wide shovels, you know, the kind you get in whatever hardware store.
Right.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was in good shape. Man, Sam, I was exhausted. It was like my arms and my back were on fire after shoveling. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. You want to hear a quick story?
Yeah.
1996, New York City had a mega snowstorm, I remember. Mm-hmm. So I had friends in New York, and they called me and they said, how do we shovel out a car? I went, excuse me? How do you shovel out a car? They didn't know this. So I said, there's one of two ways. I can fly in and you can pay for the ticket. They go, we don't like that way. I said, okay, here's the other way. The way I do it when I'm shoveling out someone's car is I start with the exhaust, you know, near the back, and I shovel for about, you know, say you have between the bumper and the snowbank, I shovel out for about 2 feet, so when they start the car, the exhaust can go. And then I start on the driver's door. They said, why? I said, simple. The car's been sitting there for a little while. You want to see if it still works, right? That's the way I do it. And then I told them shovel out the front and also have, like, say, 3 feet to maneuver the car out and all that. They said, how long will this take? I said, about 2.5, 3 hours. They called me back about 4 hours later, and they said, how'd you know? I looked at my nails and said, like Alan Iverson once said, practice.
There you go. You've had to do it a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they're also public service announcement. Don't exert yourself. If you have a heart condition, take your time. The usual stuff.
Right.
But a lot of people here in Montreal, they hire like landscapers to do it. In a way, that sort of takes the fun out of it for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because you don't know when they're going to show up, and it gives you something to do. And when I was a teenager, I made some pocket money with the people around the neighborhood where I grew up. You know, they'd call me and go, Mrs. Wolf, can we borrow Sammy? It would be like, Mom, I've got a date tonight. She goes, what's more important, helping Mr. So-and-so or your date? I went,
You help the neighborhood. I love it.
Yeah. And I said, I called my date. She goes, we can't go out tonight. I go, why not? My street's blocked. I went, perfect. And you figure with help. And the funny part is, it's covered by Medicare. So if I, let's say, heaven forbid, have a heart attack while shoveling, it's covered by, Medicare. Because I know in other provinces, in Ontario, they have something called OHIP. And unless you have an act of God clause in your health plan, certain things that happen to you may not be covered by.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I know, it really sucks. And tonight's hockey game was boring, but we'll talk about that another time.
All right, Sam.
And I sent you your Christmas gift.
Oh, you're so sweet. You did not have to do that, but we'll be looking for it.
Don't worry, there's the interest on last year's bet. I'll be sending you do that the first of the year.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Thanks, Sammy. You take care there. Be careful of that snow. Let's move on. Speaking of snow, I guarantee every time we've talked in the winter many years now with Don and the situation in Wyoming can get pretty hairy, so the people there are used to having to shovel out too. And we're going to talk to him. Hopefully, I think he just dropped maybe. But we got another Don in Kentucky. He might know what it's like to dig out of the snowstorm too. Hey, Don.
Good morning, Kate.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. What's going on with you? I just want to ask you about college football. I got a couple questions for you on college football. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Who do you think the new coach of Notre Dame is going to be? Is it going to be the Cincinnati guy or maybe Stanford? Or maybe do you have some insight into who the new coach of the University of Notre Dame is going to be?
You know what? I heard a wild from somebody I know at Fox today, and this, of course, is bogus, and I said, oh, you guys are just making this up. You're just trying to pull my chain. But they were talking about Jimmy Johnson, that Notre Dame was begging him, hey, after all those years, Miami, then the Cowboys, now you're Mr. Good Hair hanging out on the set. You'd be perfect. And he's like, no amount of money, brother, could get me to do to touch Notre Dame. You know, I've heard all kinds of rumors. I think the Cincinnati coach is probably most likely, and that'd be a good step for him. He's got the right kind of recruiting material, I think, for Notre Dame. And I think for him personally, it'd be a good move, and he's a little more low profile. So he might just work out. I mean, it's crazy with Weiss, what they had to pay. Can you imagine? To boot him, he gets $18 million.
That's awesome. I'd love it.
I would love it too. Fire me. Yeah.
Yep. Now he's coming. And when he gets rehired as an offensive coordinator in the NFL next year by a team, he's going to get paid $2 million a year probably for that. So he's
right.
He's got like an $18 million bonus for doing a bad job at Notre Dame. Incredible.
Right. I know. It's incredible. You know what? It's when you want to talk about a network, once you're in, I mean, you have to really, really screw up to, to get booted out. I mean, you do, and he's not booted out of the circle, even though he gets the pink slip from Notre Dame. So you're right. He gets that $18 million, and he'll get a couple mil, or even if he gets less than that, it doesn't matter because he's already got the money stocked away, and then he has the gig on the sideline, and that's what happens. You just look around and you see these coaches getting recycled. That's why I think the Cincinnati coach, his name's Brian Kelly, and he's supposedly a really, really good guy, and they met with him late on Monday, and I guess that went pretty well. So he's confirming, or no, they're meeting with him, and he's confirmed, he's admitted that he's definitely going to go and check out Notre Dame, and I don't know. I think that probably he's the guy.
He's got his work cut out for him if he takes it. Now, my other question about college football for you is, who's going to win the national championship? those little old boys from Texas or the good old school of the SEC, Alabama, Roll Tide.
You know what? Originally, I was thinking, I was thinking it was going to be Texas, Mac Brown and his boys. But I've changed my mind on that. No, I agree with you. I think it's gonna be a Roll Tide. Crimson, baby. I think it's Alabama. If I were a betting person, wink, wink, I would go with Alabama.
Well, you know what? Since you said that, they should give you some applause. Here, I'll try to give you some. Great job, Kay!
I do. I like him. I like Alabama. I like Alabama in this one. I do. And they're so due for this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fans are, I heard, just geeked up beyond belief. It's funny, this is kind of an aside, and I'm sure people are like, oh, let's talk about Afghanistan or whatever. But one time I was in Miami, and I got to see what it was like. Alabama was playing Michigan in a bowl game, and it was crazy, man, in the Orange Bowl. It was great. The Alabama fans, really poured it on to them, and the Michigan fans are strong, but they really poured it on to them, and it was amazing, that whole Roll Tide thing. You know, they come dressed up, and, you know, they were ready. They were ready to play, and I'll tell you what, I think it's Alabama's time. Bama and Texas in the title game. What is it, the 7th? So we'll be watching.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you should see the Big Blue Nation here for Kentucky travel with basketball season. We go anywhere and everywhere to follow Big Blue. And we're back, baby. We're back in a big way.
No, and you have some pretty awesome fans, too, including a few celebrities. Like Ashley Judd is a big Kentucky fan.
She's gone a little off the deep end.
All right, so you're not claiming her. I got you. No, Kentucky.
She's doing too much liberal Kool-Aid.
Kentucky hoop is good. Kentucky hoop is one of the best. And you're right. The fans are rabid and follow you. Anywhere the team goes, it's great. It's great hoop. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Always fun to talk a little sports with you, Don. You take care. Drive safely out there. All right. You might disagree with my pick of Alabama to win the BCS title game. You might have thoughts on what Mullen said about Afghanistan and the bloody months ahead. Some of the other things that we've talked about, too, like healthcare reform, etc. You can shoot those thoughts to me at americatonight.net.